This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
If there's one simple lesson you can find in chapter 25 of the book of Numbers, it's that romantic involvement can impair your judgment and lead you into compromising situations that you would not have ever imagined. The word seduce usually refers to sexual temptation, but the Bible contains many stories about men who were tempted in another way, spiritually. The concept of faithfulness can be applied both to your spouse and to God. This passage in Scripture records how some Israelite men became intimately involved with local Moabite women. This was a direct violation of God's command. Soon after, the Israelites joined the Moabites in their idolatry and worshiped foreign gods like Baal. These gods were pale and evil imitations of the Almighty Creator of the universe. From the moment He created the human race, God knew you had a weakness for both sexual and spiritual infidelity. Although the two don't always go together, in this case one led directly to the other. As a result, this story ended sadly with much bloodshed and death. God created men and women to love and honor Him. He also gave you the ability to love your wife through the gift of physical intimacy. When you don't use these gifts wisely and you trip up, there are immense consequences. But if you seek faithfulness, both in your walk with God and in your sexuality, you will bring beauty and life to our world instead of ugliness and death.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.